an emotionally powerful and intimate musical about two New Yorkers in their 20s who fall in and out of love over the course of time. The Last 5 Years was written and composed by Jason Robert Brown. The Last 5 Years opens on March 12th and plays through the end of the month at the Warsaw Federal Incline Theater. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, in the studio with actors Lauren Magnus and Elliot Hankins, and the show's director, Tim Perino, and music director Michael Kennedy at the piano with some music from the show. Tim, set it up for us, will you?
The song is absolutely the pivot point of the whole play. It's the only time in the cross currents of their love life that they actually physically interact directly with each other. And it's kind of neat if you listen to the last I Do as they sing, because it's when they get married, when they sing I Do, they both sing the exact same note, not in their separate ranges. In the actual scale, they sing the exact same note. And it's the one moment, both metaphorically and musically, that they see each other and they celebrate each other. And then all the other parts of the play, because it's a love story told in two different directions, where she's coming from the future to the past and he's coming from the past to the future, that they're both in the same time. And then in that moment, they are perfectly together. And then you see how they journey both to each other and away from each other.
Lauren Magnus and Elliot Hankins.
Will you share your life with me for the next 10 minutes and the next 10 minutes? We can handle that. We could watch the waves, we could watch the sky, or just sit and wait as the time ticks by. And if we make it till then, can I ask you again for another 10? And if you in turn agree to the next 10 minutes and the next 10 minutes till the morning comes, then just holding you might compel me you for more. There are so many lives I want to share with you. I will never be complete until I do.
On time, please don't expect that from me. I will be late, but if you can just wait, I will make it eventually. Not like it's in my control, not like I'm proud of the fact, but anything other than being exactly on time I can do. I don't know why people run. I don't know why things fall through. I don't know how anybody survives in this life without someone like you. I could protect and preserve. I could say no and goodbye.
share your life with me
forever,
for the next 10 lifetimes,
forever,
for a million summers,
till the world explodes, till there's no one left who has ever known us apart.
There are so many dreams I need to see.
There are so many years I need to be with you.
I will never be complete.
I will never be alive.
I will never change the world.
Next 10 minutes, Elliot Hankins and Lauren Magnus, the entire cast of The Last 5 Years, the musical running March 12th through 29th at the Warsaw Federal Incline Theater in the Incline District in Price Hill. Lauren, the play was first performed in 2001 and kind of based on or inspired by the playwright's own marriage, wasn't it?
Yes, it is a slightly autobiographical piece, and that kind of caused some turmoil when it first premiered. Some of the songs had to be replaced because his ex-wife wasn't too happy with her personal life being portrayed out onto the stage, but there's still a lot of those autobiographical elements in it, and we can kind of draw from Jason Robert Brown's life and what we know of it and what he said about it to bring that to the stage and kind of bring more truth to the production.
What are some of the techniques you bring to prepare for the role of Kathy?
I have been listening to and have loved this score since I was in high school, and I think that that has really given me a pretty strong foundation to it. And their love story is really something that so many people can relate to, even Elliot and I at, 23 and 24. It's something that, regardless of what age you're at, you can identify with different elements of their relationship, and kind of bringing my life experience to the role and my truth, I guess, to the role has helped me prepare for the rehearsals.
Elliot, some of the listeners might be familiar with the 2015 film adaptation that starred Anna Kendrick and Jeremy Jordan, but this is a fairly lesser-known play, isn't it? It's not Lion King.
Yes.
It's not Hamilton. So what are the challenges or maybe the opportunities of putting on a show without a lot of big hit songs?
Well, what's nice about doing the show version compared to the screen version, in the screen version, they are in every scene pretty much together. So if I'm singing a song, Kathy was in the same room during it. But during the show, she's mostly not there. So that is a large challenge for having to act without a stage scene partner for most of the show. But it also provides opportunities because I can bring in what I want to be reacting to for what I see in my scene partner, so to speak. But yeah, since it's not so well known, it's very fresh for most audiences because what they're seeing is mostly the first time they're seeing it.
Is this a contemporary time, Tim?
Well, it's set in the time it was written, so we're going to do it in 2002.
And who is Jason Robert Brown? We've been talking about the playwright, composer. What else has he done that we might be familiar with?
I know he composed 13. He composed The Bridges of Madison County. The Last 5 Years, I think, is probably his most notable work.
He won Tony's with Parade.
It's very dark, heavy, but it's a much grander scale musical. It's a historical piece. He is a very complex composer. It's kind of one that my schooling, we were taught, like, don't bring Jason Robert Brown into an audition because the music is so challenging for a pianist to play. Thank goodness we've got Mike, who is so wonderfully talented
yes.
and can
yes.
guide us through this. But that's also what makes it such a rewarding show to work on, is because the music is so rich and so full, and you can get so much description about the characters from the music that he's written on the page.
I found one review of the show. This is included in the review. Of the new young composers working in today's musical theater, Brown is the one who has not sacrificed melody to modernity. His closest resemblance to Sondheim is in his ability to write smart, storytelling lyrics that are witty and at times even poetic. Is the music extremely challenging for you, Elliot?
Yeah, it gets to be very challenging. He's known for his underscore to not really coincide at all with the melodies of the singing. And so that's why it's very challenging, because there's not a lot of cues for the singer to take from the underscoring music. But as Lauren said, it's very rewarding to do it, because when you get it right, it sounds so full. There's so much more combined there than just repetition of notes.
But I think the music is very beautiful, and therefore the very rich accompaniment, whether it's changing tonalities, changing time signatures, really reflect the text, especially because these words and lyrics written by the same fellow, like a la Sondheim. And each song is like a full tour de force number. I mean, do you talk about storytelling? There's the story of Shmuel, which is a song in the show, and it reflects that storytelling ability. It's fantastic.
My guests are actors Lauren Magnus and Elliot Hankins, and director Tim Perino. The show is The Last 5 Years, opening March 12th at the Warsaw Federal Incline Theater. Tim, where is that theater, in case anyone doesn't know?
801 Matson Place. Beautiful East Price Hill. The Incline District looks out over the city from the western outcrop of Cincinnati, right next to the Prima Vista restaurant, Incline Public House, Block Coffee House. We have two more restaurants down the street.
And it's a very intimate theater, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We have 229 seats, and the stage was designed with some excellent theater design folks who really helped us bring our vision to life. So the stage is not quite a thrust, but not quite a proscenium, in that it truly creates an intimate connection to the audience.
Tim is also the artistic director of the Covedale Center for the Performing Arts. Together, they are Cincinnati Landmark Productions. Is there a band on stage, Lauren?
There is. And as we were just talking about the complexity of the music, I think that that really drives that idea home. Just that reminder that the music is what is driving the storytelling. With the musicians on either side of the stage, we've got the strings on one side and the piano on the other side. And it also helps make it a cohesive piece, because most of the show is sung. So neglecting the band and not giving them the attention that they deserve would be, I think, a disservice in this case.
Elliot, what's it like to be in a cast of two?
Someone told me you can't hide behind anything. Everything you do is always seen. And so the work that you have to do is that much more important. You can't neglect what you're doing. But that also makes it infinitely more fun, because everything I do is important and I don't feel like I'm not going to be seen or any work I do is not going to pay off.
Had you two worked together before?
No. So this is our first time working together.
Tim, as a director, is that helpful that they're starting from a blank canvas?
I love having a clean palette, as you say. This show is so organically created. Right? This is not anything goes. This is not time step here, turn left, cough. This is, okay, now what is she feeling here? And I see her around here doing these kinds of things. Now we got to make a lot of choices and sharpen it. And these two have really been fantastic that way. It's been fun to say, okay, young performers of note, grow this, shape it, find it somewhere way deep and down inside of yourself, and now bring it out.
Has this show been produced in Cincinnati before?
Well, I know the Cincinnati Playhouse did it years ago in the Shelter House.
The Last 5 Years is something of a modern day I Do with a two-actor cast. It's small and intimate as a musical can get, but unlike I Do, which chronicles a 50-year marriage that, despite downs as well as ups, follow through the until death do us part, this love story is a little more bitter than sweet. We've been visiting with actors Lauren Magnus, Elliot Hankins, and director Tim Perino. Thank you so much for your music and for your time today.
Thank you.
For a link to ticket information, directions to the Warsaw Federal Incline Theater, visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.